I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Bethel Bethany United Church of Christ in Milwaukee recently lowered its electric bills and reduced its climate warming pollution by switching to energy-efficient LED lights. Nearby, the Sherman Park Grocery Store installed a 50-gallon rain barrel to capture stormwater running off the roof.
We have seen how people are really interested in reducing flooding, in reducing stormwater on their property.
That's Ifeoluwapu Tolurunju of the Sherman Park Community Association, which supported these projects through its Greening Congregations initiative. The program helps faith groups, small businesses, and apartment buildings in the area implement climate solutions. Some cut carbon pollution, while others reduce stormwater runoff, which is a growing problem as climate change causes more heavy downpours. The group also hires high school students to help, which exposes them to possible environmental careers. And many of the projects are at central locations in the community. For example, churches often host food pantries, schools, and daycares.
Meaning that people go there at least maybe 2 times in a week.
So through these projects, the whole community can see climate solutions in action.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, D.C.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? For here I am, honey. Come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Walk with me. Oh, oh, yeah. When you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one, don't you feel like a cry?
Hey, hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Starting things off with a classic from Solomon Burke. It was released as a single in 1962. We have an array of incredible music coming up for you on the show today. We're going to play something from Shun Gudzo, which is an artist who debuted their album in 2021. They are a Zimbabwean American artist, producer, songwriter, and poet based in Los Angeles. And we're going to play a song called It's a Good Day to Fight the System, right? Somber is also on the show with a song called Back to Friends. Our good pal Adrian Sutherland from Attawapiskat is also on the jukebox with the song I'm Not Afraid. It's a brand new single that came out this month. Well, actually, rather last month, December 2025. Sorry. Happy New Year, everybody. And let's get things rocking with Wicked As It Seems from the Main Offender album. Here is Keith Richards on the jukebox.
Sunrise, where the shadows fade. with every heartbeat. I'm not afraid.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Cause a feeling makes me want. I woke up feeling great. The birds are in the trees. They're singing me a melody. La 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 la, the police. My head is on straight. My heart is in peace. My soul is incredibly ready to change history. It's a good day to fight the system. We'll hold it down. We're gonna spread the love. We're gonna spread it around. We're all over the city now. And way down in the underground.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh,
from Sydney, Australia, with Oysters in My Pocket. That is Royal Otis from the album Bar and Grill, released in 2022. I heard that song on the road while I was touring, and I loved it. Had to Shazam it, and it's been on my playlist ever since. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox, and now it is time for our Featured Artist of the Month. It's a wonderful singer-songwriter by the name of Angela Saini from Calgary, Alberta. She moved here and relocated to Toronto, which is where I am right now doing the show for you. And she's been working really hard ever since I met her. And I believe I met her almost 20 years ago at Shoeless Joe's. I was playing a cover gig there with my friend Mark Seppick, and she was one of the servers there. Here is Angela Saini with Where I Put the Light on the Jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.